Hello everyone, welcome to JTalk Extra Time. John Steele here. In this mini pod, James Taylor and I are going to run you through all of the big headlines and news stories from the midweek Emperor's Cup action. So all of the round three games in this year's Emperor's Cup were played last Wednesday, June 22nd. And you're going to hear me talk about half the games, and then I'm going to throw things over to James. He's got you covered for the other half. So without further ado, Emperor's Cup round three action. In the 14 ties that saw a J2 side face a side from J1, there were five surprises for the top tier outfits. Firstly, and most notably, Tokyo Verde won 1-0 away at Kawasaki in the stadium that used to be their home ground back in the days when they were Verde Kawasaki, of course. The vital goal in this one was scored by in-form Ryoga Sato, and it was a cracker in the 39th minute. He too came from about 20 yards and thumped a great strike past Jung Sung Ryong in the Kawasaki goal. So Kawasaki Frontale 0, Tokyo Verde 1 at full time. Verde's reward for a famous win and a very good performance, especially from goalkeeper Mateus, it has to be said, is a home game against Jubilo Iwata in round 4. There was also midweek glory for Tochigi, who beat their illustrious visitors Yokohama Marinos 2-0 at Kanseki Stadium. Tochigi were under heavy pressure in the first half of this one, and there were some excellent saves from Kazuki Fujita in the home goal. Tochigi then went in front with a super goal from rookie midfielder Kosuke Kambe just before the hour. This was his very first senior goal. I don't think he scored in the J-League yet. A brilliant dipping effort from just outside the box from him. And the game was in the balance after that, up until full-time really, but Tochigi sealed the win with a second goal in stoppage time, and it was Janino who touched the ball in at the near post. So Tochigi 2, Yokohama Marinos 0, a disappointing return to Tochigi for Marinos goalkeeper Paul Obinna-Obi. He spent two loan spells at Tochigi, of course, in the last few years. But great win for Tochigi, and they will take on Kyoto Sanga next month in round 4. At Shoda Stadium in Maebashi, Gunma stunned Emperor's Cup holders Urawa, winning 1-0 thanks to a very well-taken goal from Akito Takagi in the 35th minute. Urawa almost got back on level terms early in the second half when they hit the frame of the goal twice in quick succession. First, a Gunma defender managed to clear the ball against his own post and got away with it. And minutes later, Urawa rattled a crossbar with a chance inside the area. But it finished Urawa 0, Gunma 1, and this was probably a very sweet victory for Gunma boss Tsuyoshi Otsuki. Of course, he was a former Urawa man and their Urawa manager. So Urawa 0, Gunma 1 full time. In round 4, Gunma will take on Hiroshima, who we'll talk about more in a moment. In a thrilling game at the Transcosmos Stadium, Nagasaki knocked out J1 visitors FC Tokyo 3-2 after extra time was the final score. All the goals in this match were of a very high quality. In just the third minute, Leandro put Tokyo in front with a smartly taken volley. But at the other end, in the 14th minute, Ryohei Yamazaki fired into the roof of the net from close range to make it 1-1. After that, an absolute screamer from Taisei Abe, a rising drive from 25 yards, put Nagasaki 2-1 up. But it was 2-2 by the break, a Dialton with a neat control and finish for FC Tokyo. And it stayed 2-2 until extra time, when another brilliant strike won it for the J2 side. Who else but Cristiano cut in from the right flank and fired the ball across the goalkeeper and into the top corner. I'm pretty sure I've seen him score this goal about 20 times in his career. It's the standard Cristiano goal, but very impressive strike. That came in the second minute of stoppage time at the end of the first period of extra time, so the 107th minute. And FC Tokyo couldn't come back, and it finished Nagasaki 3, FC Tokyo 2. In the next round, round 4, Nagasaki will face their Kyushu neighbours Avispa Fukuoka. In Yamanashi, J2's Vanfore Kofu went behind against J1 visitors Sapporo, but fought back to win 2-1. Sapporo went ahead in just the 11th minute, when a deflected shot from Daiki Suga wrong-footed Kosuke Okanishi in the Kofu goal, but a double from Kazushi Mitsuhira won it for the hosts. His first goal came in the 31st minute, a superb control and volley over the goalkeeper inside the box, and then he headed in his and Kofu's second goal from a right-wing cross about 8 minutes later. In the second half, Sapporo missed a golden chance to level things up when they missed a penalty. I think it was the correct decision for the spot kick for a foul in the box, but I think it was Takuro Kaneko who put the ball wide of the post from 12 yards. So a missed penalty for Sapporo, and it finished Kofu 2, Sapporo 1. In round 4, Kofu will host Tosu. Another manager coming up against the former employer on Wednesday night was Omiya Ardija's Naoki Soma, as Kashima Antlers visited the NAC 5 stadium. There was no shock here though, and it didn't look likely all night. Kashima eased to a 3-0 win with goals from Hayato Nakama, Yuma Suzuki and Ayase Ueda. So Kashima Antlers 3, Omiya 0 was the final score. And finally, Yokohama FC found themselves in similar trouble against Hiroshima at Mitsuzawa, eventually losing 5-0 to their J1 opponents. Tsukasa Morishima fired Hiroshima into the lead in the 12th minute, and then Junior Santos was brought down by Yokohama goalkeeper Yuji Rokutan for a penalty, but Rokutan saved the spot kick, and that meant it was only 1-0 at the break. As the rain poured down in the second half, though, Yokohama ran out of steam completely and were washed away, if you'll allow me to stretch the metaphor. Goals from Shunki Higashi and Douglas Vieira made the game safe at 3-0, and then Taishi Matsumoto added two more goals in second half stoppage time, and that meant the final score was Yokohama FC 0, Hiroshima 5. Okay, I think that's all for my half of the round 3 draw. After a quick break, you're going to be back with James Taylor. He has the other half of the round 3 roundup. So, talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Welcome back. James Taylor here to take you through the rest of the third round matches involving J2 teams, starting with Nagoya Grampus's trip to Kanazawa to take on Zergen. The J2 side were on the back foot for almost the entire first half, but a valiant defensive effort, including numerous block shots and one fine reaction save from Motoaki Miura, meant it stayed goalless at the break. Nagoya broke the deadlock early in the second half. An underhit Masamichi Hayashi pass was easily intercepted in midfield, and a ball was played over the top of right-back Riku Matsuda, whose jumping attempt to clear was mistimed. That allowed Nagoya's Yuki Soma, who'd been tormenting Matsuda all night, to get behind him and into the penalty area where the chasing Matsuda tripped him. Hiroyuki Abe stepped up to score the penalty. After that, Kanazawa did manage to create a few half chances. Matsuda headed over from a corner, and Hiroya Matsumoto and Shion Niwa couldn't get enough power on their efforts, which keeper Yohei Takeda dealt with fairly easily. So it finished 1-0 to Nagoya, a fairly comfortable win in the end, and a result that left Kanazawa manager Masaaki Yanagishita rueing his team's timidity for much of the game, which meant the J1 side never really needed to get out of second gear. Nagoya's reward is a trip to Kansai to take on fellow J1 side Cerezo Osaka, who held on to beat J2 high flyers Vegalta Sendai at the Yurtec Stadium. Chihiro Kato put Sendai ahead early on, hitting a rebound into the bottom corner, before Cerezo's foreign contingent all got on the score sheet. A Bruno Mendes header from a free kick and a Matej Jonic bundling in a corner made it 2-1 to Cerezo before half-time, and Jean Patrick added a third 5 minutes after the break, coolly slotting past the keeper after Sendai were dispossessed in midfield. Hiromu Kamada pulled one back for Sendai with a shot from 15 yards into the roof of the net to set up a close final half an hour, but Cerezo Osaka prevailed. The other J1 Osaka side had a good night too, as Gamba also came from behind in their game against Oita Trinita to make it a happy return to Kyushu for the Gamba manager Tomohiro Katanosaka. It was the J2 side who went in front here too though, a penalty from Hiroto Goya in the 14th minute giving Oita a lead they would hold until just after half time, when an Oita attack broke down and a clearance by Shu Kurata found Hiroto Yamami on the left. He cut inside defender Yukitoshi Ito, nutmegging him in the process, and shot coolly over the onrushing keeper to make it 1-1. Gamba's half-time substitute Patrick got two goals to finish the job, the first a header in the 66th minute, and the second a penalty in the 89th. 3-1 the final score, and Gamba play Kashima Antlers in the next round. Avispa Fukuoka made the long trip to Iwate and also came away 3-1 winners, with all four goals coming in the second half. Hisashi Jogo opened the scoring in the 56th minute before Brenner equalised in the 70th minute to continue his recent scoring form, three goals in his last four appearances. The J1 team pulled away late on though, with Yuji Kitajima scoring his second goal in this year's competition, and second career goal as far as I can find out, and Daiki Watari adding Fukuoka's third with 6 minutes left. They'll play Viva and Nagasaki next. Kashiwa Reysol also needed to come from behind to defeat Tokushima Vortis at the long-windedly named Naruto Otsuka Sports Park Pokhari Sweat Stadium. It's catchy. Taiyo Nishino scored for the J2 draw specialists in just the fourth minute, but a first career goal for Takumi Tsuchiya, followed quickly by a Kaito Mori strike, saw Reysol through as 2-1 winners. They'll play J1's bottom club Vissel Kobe in the next round. Kobe again needed a late comeback to see off lower league opposition. This time it was Rinofa Yamaguchi. All the goals came in the final 27 minutes of this game, with Georgi Ikegami putting Rinofa ahead after a left-sided move and a layoff that teed him up nicely for a shot from 20 yards into the top left corner. Ryo Hatsuse equalised 11 minutes later with a shot through a crowd, and Go Tokusakai broke Yamaguchi Hearts with a 90th minute winner. And finally, a meeting of two teams who've so far confounded the preseason expectations of many, as Sagan Tosu visited fellow Kyushu side Urasawa Kumamoto. The J2 team went ahead after 19 minutes, thanks to impressive striker Toshiki Takahashi's seventh goal of the season. It only took Tosu 3 minutes to get back on level terms, with a goal from Ryunosuke Sagara, only the second of his career, and the last one was in November 2020. Yuki Kakita put Tosu into the lead in the 58th minute with his first goal since early April, and Taisei Miyashiro made it 3-1 in the 74th minute. Kumamoto midfielder So Kawahara continued his good season with a goal just 2 minutes later to give Tosu a nervy final quarter of an hour, but they held on and will play Vanfore Kofu in the next round. Let's quickly run through the fourth round fixtures then. Tokyo Verdy play Jubilo Iwata, Avispa Fukuoka meet Viva and Nagasaki, there's a meeting of two of the J-League's founding 10 members in Kashima Antlers and Gamba Osaka, Nagoya Grampus play Cerezo Osaka, Tochigi SC take on Kyoto Sanga, Sagan Tosu play Vanfore Kofu, Vissel Kobe face Kashiwa Reysol, and Zespa Kusatsugunma play Sanfrecce Hiroshima. These matches will be played on Wednesday the 13th of July. That's all for the third round of the Emperor's Cup. Thanks for listening, and of course a big thank you to our Patreon supporters. Enjoy the weekend football. Bye for now.